You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another amazing edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone. Welcome to another great Sunday where we only spread good news.
For your soul. So if you are looking for an inspirational, fun hour of great news that's going on around the world, people are doing some really great stuff, and we love to focus on that. And if you know somebody that should be on our show, please feel free to let us know that as well. We like to tell you about great things going on and how to make your own great things so that you can be a good humanitarian and do some awesome stuff. And today's guest is going to be Mr. Mike Precise from Raw Feed Radio.
Yeah. Mike always gets involved in a lot of charity things and extremely knowledgeable about the internet and marketing, and that's what he's going to be talking about.
And how to market yourself and get the most amount of people to know about what you're doing or to your event if that's what you need. Really great guy. You're going to love him, love him, love him. So, Tony,
yes.
What did we do this past St. Tone week?
The St. Tone week. Thursday we went out and we played at Agape International Spiritual Center,
yeah.
Which, if you're from the area, it's located in Culver City, and it's Michael Beckwith, Reverend Michael Beckwith. You might remember him from The Secret. He is the black guy with long dreads that spoke. An incredible, incredible speaker.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Anytime, if you ever get an opportunity to be out here in Los Angeles, definitely go to one of their sermons. They have one Wednesday and they have one on Sunday mornings. Really, really incredible. So we got to perform there again this past Thursday for Emerging Leaders graduation.
You might remember Emerging Leaders. We had Clyde Terry on the show, last summer it was. It's a program that we've been involved in for a couple years now. Just right after they started, we got involved. And what they do is they help people who are coming out of situations or trying to come out of situations, like they're out on parole or they're in halfway houses or they're trying to come out of addictions or they've just had a really tough life and are looking for some leg up of some sort to get into a new lifestyle.
Right. And what the program has done for so many people, they just opened up their fourth facility here in L.A. And what they've been able to do is basically a lot of these people have just come out of jail, and they have a 98% success rate, meaning that 98% of the people that go through this 8-week course don't become repeat offenders and go back to jail.
Which is like the largest stats in the country.
Unbelievable. Usually it's the opposite. It's usually 90% that have been in jail go back to jail.
Yeah.
Going through this course. And basically what the course is about is it's these people finding out who they are and what makes them so angry and why are they thinking the way they think. And the testimonials are
shocking.
What just really move you. I mean, some of these people have been through some really horrific things, and they just didn't get it. There was one guy who had been shot in the head, shot in the chest. He lost all of his five friends, lost his uncle. They all had been killed, had been in and out of jail, and he kept saying, I still didn't get it. I didn't
Gang
get
and
it.
Drug-related was
yeah.
all of his lifestyle.
And then he took this course, and he goes, I finally get it.
And the course is only 8 weeks, and in 8 weeks' time to dramatically change the thought pattern of career criminals, in a lot of cases, a lot of these guys did some pretty wicked stuff.
Yeah, I've been in and out, yeah.
Richard, there was a gentleman that they interviewed. We met him several times. He was saying that he had spent 20 years in prison.
Yeah, roughly.
Strong arm robbery, a whole bunch of that kind of stuff.
Drive-by shootings and stuff.
Right, and now this gentleman is, I'd say, early 60s, and he is now paying it forward. He's been through this class. He's now teaching at this class at the new facility. So when I say teaching, what I mean is that he is telling the newbies coming into the new classes what he learned and what the classes were about and really encouraging them to, hang in there. Stay in there for a little while. Even if you think you want to quit, even if you think this isn't for you, hang and it'll be worth your while.
I think one of the coolest things that Clyde does is on day one he says, I'm not here to teach you anything.
And I'm not giving you nothing.
And I'm not here to give you anything. He's here to bring an awareness of who you really are. and bring that side of you forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel is so incredible. He empowers each person there to really discover who they are, as opposed to like study these 10 topics and, you know, take this review. It's more of a self-exploration class that he has. And it's so funny because you see these, you'll hear these testimonies of these guys going, man, I didn't want to take this class, but my parole officer said I really should or really had to. And once they do, they're very negative about it
and
exactly how they change.
They're taking him from Clyde Terry, who's the sheriff, and all of the teachers and the people that are involved that they come see every day are all from the sheriff department.
Yes.
And these people just got out of jail. So
yeah, so the last thing they want to do
I don't want to go hang with a bunch of cops for the day.
One guy thought it was a sting operation.
Right.
He thought that first day was a sting operation. He's like, what? All you cops are here? It's like, yeah, we're actually police officers trying to help you. Even though we're the ones who put you in jail, we're here to help you. And that is the biggest misconception because they feel like cops are just out to just put you in jail. And mm-hmm. these guys are actually turning around and they're saying, no, we're actually here to help.
And mind you, they do this on their own time, volunteer.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, the people that are sitting in this class have to make a commitment too. They have to make a commitment to themselves to want to change their patterns and their lifestyles and some of their beliefs for that matter.
Exactly, and a lot of them are very reluctant to do so, but once they do, again, you know, we've been involved with this probably since, not day one, but we've
very
done
early in.
Very early on, and Clyde even acknowledged that, saying that you've been here since the beginning,
yeah.
Doing all the graduations, and the testimonials alone just is proof of how powerful this is, and someone had suggested that anybody who ever ends up in jail should have to take this course when they get out. And what a dramatic difference that would be. It would be unbelievable.
Yeah. And
you
so what we get
so
to
many
do,
people.
What we get to do as St. Tone is we get to perform, we have a specific set of songs that we like to sing for these guys that are all very self-empowering. They're very positive. It's, you know, way to not give up and way to start your life over and way to reinvent your life kind of stuff. And so we always get a lot of response from the people at the graduation saying, wow, I listened to everything that you said and in your songs, and very, very, very powerful. So those songs are all on our in our Rise Up show, we call it, on the St. Tone, SAINTTONE.com website. So anyway, it's great to play at Agape. It's a lot of fun when we do that, and we really appreciate them recognizing us.
Mm-hmm.
We had Channel 36. Channel 4 and Channel 2 that we're filming, hoping to get the word out that they could use some people, some volunteers and some helpers to you know, lift up their Facebook and just keep things going. They're all volunteers. So if this idea sounds good to you and it's something you resonate with and you'd like to get involved, reach out to a gentleman named Clyde Terry on Emerging Leaders. You can find him on our Humanitarian Radio website. Click on his picture, it'll give you the link and his information.
Yeah, and you can hear the interview that we did with him.
Now, I want to talk about something else kind of related to that. I met a gentleman at Agape, and it turned out that he had gone to one Sunday, I don't want to call it a sermon, but Sunday thought
service
by Dr. Michael Beckwith, and it completely changed this guy's life to a degree where he is a completely different guy than he started out to be. He is going to be on our show next week, and we look forward to sharing his story with you. It is shocking, shocking.
It's powerful. It's a powerful story that he has.
So we're going to throw in a quick commercial from our sponsors here, and we'll be right back. And we're going to talk about From Anger to Bliss. Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey Promotional Products. Spring is just around the corner, and what a perfect time to jump into action with your business promotions, fundraisers, red carpet events, and personal parties. Let Artistic Journey find the perfect items to properly represent your ideas. From coffee mugs to banners to clothing and over 750,000 other goodies to put your logo on, we can find the right product at the right price for you. Now in our 20th year, let our experience bring you into action. Mention Humanitarian Radio and receive 20% off on your first order. Call today. Artistic Journey, 941-780-2538.
positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musicians. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
So welcome back. You're listening to Humanitarian Radio. And as Janie said earlier, we're going to speak a little bit about going from anger to total joy.
And so what does that mean exactly? Because when you said that to me earlier, I really questioned you quite a bit on,
That doesn't make sense to you.
Yeah.
Well, I had listened to different studies that are done, and usually, you know, if you have a child that you allow him to be angry at a certain point, let's say he wants a specific toy, and you say, no, you can't have it, and he gets angry, and then he gets over it. But if you don't allow him to get angry, you'll find that, and this is what the study has found, is that they don't get a chance to move through that anger to go back to normal, to being happy. They fall more into depression.
So they never get over it.
Non-empowerment. So they're like, okay, well, I'm defeated. You're not letting me have the toy, so now I'm helpless. Instead of like, no, let them be angry so that anger can go into, I'm over it now. And they'll move it through it much quicker than you realize. Most of us have to go through different stages. And the stages are, let's say, depression, anger, hopefulness, better, happy, all the way up the emotional scale. So it's very difficult to go from helpless to happy. You have to take those steps going all the way through it. And that's what I was very impressed by when I started learning this, that they said that children that are allowed to be angry and work through it as adults, they can get through it a lot quicker. The ones that don't hold on to the anger and wallow in it for a while.
And a lot has been discovered now medically on how anger, they say, and things letting things fester within your body, they say, is the cause for cancers and disease and all this craziness of sickness in your body, that it's created by having emotion trapped inside you that you do not let out.
Right. So you have to find a way to let that out. Otherwise, you're going to end up with an ulcer, or you'll end up with cancer.
Or you're going to end up doing something stupid and you're going to end up in jail.
Right. Where it's like the guy just snapped. Well, what happened? Well, someone finally cut him off on the highway and
he lost it.
And the reason why is because he still had so much pent-up aggression.
Sure.
So you need to find a way to let it go and move on. And that was a discussion that we had this morning.
Yeah, and I found it to be really interesting because, you know, as a woman, I don't like to see people get angry. It upsets me to watch them get angry, no matter who it is. If it's a kid, a teenager, an adult, it doesn't matter. My mother, whoever, you know.
Were you able to get angry as a child?
I don't remember getting angry as a child.
Well, weren't you told, no, you can't have that?
Not often.
Yeah. That's the problem. You were spoiled. I get my way a lot, so.
How about you? Temper tantrum, Tony, were we?
No, but I was told no quite often. You know, it's like, no, you can't have that. And you get upset and you get over it and go, okay, that's it. Or my mom would just buy me animal crackers and just keep
smack
me quiet.
You with a spoon, like a bean.
Yeah, exactly. So those are things that we were talking about this morning, and I think it's really interesting. So if there's someone out there, or it could be yourself, and you're frustrated about something or you're angry about something, it's okay. Get angry and now use that anger to empower you. Use that anger to move forward and out of anger. You know, don't just keep circling in it. Don't get caught up in that. Use the anger to move forward. That's what my whole point is that use that to empower you somehow to say, I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm angry and I'm frustrated. Okay, now what are you going to do about it? Do you want to stay there and just keep saying how angry you are, or what are you going to do next? That is the whole point of this, is it's okay to be angry. I think it's better to be angry about something because it moves you quicker to self-empowerment than to say, I'm helpless. I can't do it. It's everyone else's fault. I have no control.
The pity party.
Exactly. The pity party is probably the worst place that you can actually be.
That's the worst party you can go to.
Exactly, because it there is
you're
no
the only one there.
Yeah, you're there.
You're not having a good time.
And everyone else is to blame. So you can't get out of it. You're like, I can't get out of it. Why? Because of everyone else. So you've put yourself in such a position of helplessness.
And anger.
That you'll never get out of it. So you're better off getting angry and pulling yourself out of it.
So talking about volunteering and doing really good things, and that's pretty much what this show's about today, is you don't have to do big events and, you know, throw fundraising things in order to do great things for humanity. I suddenly am in a position where when I take my lunch from time to time, I run into Steve Harvey on television. He's not a guy that I ever was in the habit of watching. I don't personally watch much TV. But lately, and we did an excerpt from one of his shows about gratitude a few weeks ago, and I just saw his show again this past Friday, and his daughter was on there honoring him for the Steve Harvey Mentoring Program. What Steve does is in major cities, in Chicago, in I want to say it was Dallas, New York, and Atlanta, L.A., he invites teenage boys who are really challenged, as in they've been in a bunch of trouble, they're having a hard time in school, their mothers are at wit's end, or fathers for that matter, and they don't have much male influence. So what his whole idea is, let's put some men in these boys' lives in a camp, and let's teach them what respect means from a man's point of view, and how to tie a tie, and how to be a guy, and how to be a good guy, and how to be a valuable person to the rest of the world. And what the daughter did, yeah, it's really cool. What the daughter did was brought a bunch of these boys that have graduated, like 2009, this one kid was in this camp, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, brought all of these people back, and they one by one went through what Steve's camp, and it's only a couple weeks long, it's on Father's Day every year, what does Steve's camp do for these guys? And this one guy was like, you know, I was in detention when I met you, and I was nothing but trouble when I met you, and now I got a 4.0 average in a major college. And so all of these kids that had just had this couple weeks of man time with a guy that cared enough to listen to them, hear what their gripes and complaints about life were, and tell them different ways to think about it, changed these guys' lives.
It was dramatic.
Huge, huge, huge.
A lot of these guys haven't had a male influence
ever
in their lives, and so they don't know
ever
how to
yeah.
be respectful in a certain way, or how to act like a man. I mean,
I know that Big Brothers does that type of a program as well, and obviously Big Sisters, Big Brothers, and Boys and Girls Club does that type of thing where they have a mentoring program, and there's quite a few mentoring programs around the world. So I would really highly recommend that you look into that idea if it's something that resonates with you. It's easy to donate time. A lot of people say, oh, I can't do a fundraiser, I can't do an event because I don't have any money. Well, you don't need money to change a life. All you need is your time, your heart, your sincerity, a little bit of love, and some patience.
Absolutely. So we're going to be right back with Mike Precise from Raw Feed.
Gilman Amps, we create the tone in your head. Custom-built guitar and bass tube amplifiers.
Hey everybody, this is David Gilman from Gilman Amps. If you need any repairs, modifications, or restorations of your vintage or modern tube equipment, as well as custom builds, I'd love to hear from you.
For more information, check out their website, GilmanAmps.com, and Facebook, /GilmanAmps. We create the tone in your head.
So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs.
ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind. ST Productions, an audio video graphic design service.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.
And we are back with Mr. Mike Precise, Raw Feed Radio, among other brands that he handles, because he is the everything internet guy. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Great, great. Great to have you on the show. And there's a particular reason that I want you to talk about your expertise on this show today, because we're constantly telling people how they can market themselves and their fundraisers so that they can do great humanitarian efforts and get the best bang for their buck. But what I've learned from working with you, Mike, is that the things that people know that they do on their own in order to market themselves, there's much bigger and better ways for not a whole ton of money when they work with somebody like you. And so I want you to talk a little bit about what you do in layman's terms so us simple people can get it, and just kind of give a brief overview of the types of services, and then we'll go a little bit deeper into each one.
Sure. So, of course, hi, everybody. I'm super, super excited to be on the show today. So, of course, I am Mike Precise, owner of Raw Feed Radio. But besides that, I am a social media expert. And what I do is I take a niche of any kind, and I market it within a niche. A niche being, you know, if you have a basketball line or if you have a doctor's office or a medical niche or whatever have you, I take those niches and substances and I promote them all over the internet so that people can see what you have to offer and what is it if they want it or if they don't. And the most important thing is, though, when I do a marketing campaign on anybody, I try to get the people who are looking for that product. There are new innovative ways now in social media land and technology that nobody knows anything about. And if they do know them, they're not used properly. For instance, there's StumbleUpon, there's Digi, there's so many different social bookmark sites that allow social links, which is your website or your Instagram link or whatever have you trying to promote your product. It allows you to be seen on a broader scale, like a banner hanging up in the sky when you're driving through LA. And what that does is it creates a constant flow of traffic, because you not only have new content everywhere out on different platforms, but you also have more of a substance where people can find you on the internet. So in lump sum, the more people you have that can see and know who you are, know about your product, the more internet substance that you can build on different platforms that create more content that allows more free traffic to be brought into your website or to your social platform, building your fan base or following. And I think, Janie, everybody loves free. Don't you agree, Tony?
I think free is good. Mike, I want to ask you to explain two terms that you said. One is social bookmark, and two is platform. What is a platform exactly for those who never heard that word in social media before?
So a social bookmark, there's a social bookmark platform. A bookmark and a platform are kind of the same thing. A social bookmark, however, is a bookmark that is placed by another individual that you do not know, and they bookmark that certain content on their platform. There's two different kinds of bookmarks, Janie. There's a bookmark on your website, which tells the users of the computer that they're using that if they bookmark this site, when you open your computer, you go back to that site, right?
Right,
they,
okay.
Take that site. Well, there's the other kind of bookmark. It's called a social bookmark. And that's where if I were to place a Saint Tone or an artist on my blog, what I would do is I would bookmark that content so that now that content can be seen by everybody who has those social bookmark sites. But like I said, it was Reddit. Reddit is a good one. It's a very powerful one. You have Pinterest could be one. And it allows just a vacuum suction of traffic. Now, a platform is any kind of platform that you could put your content on. A lot of people don't know that if you have content and you put it on your own platforms, that could be a great thing, but you really want to focus on other people talking about your product.
Right.
You don't want to have 80 different blogs and you talking about other products. You want to have other people who own blogs and own websites talk about you. What that does is that brings the comment level up to par, which means now you're starting to have feedback from clients and customers and actually saying, hey, your product is positive or negative. Now,
and
the platform's all available, you know, WorldStar Hip Hop, you know, Vimeo, YouTube, those are all, you know, social media platforms that allow you to put content on them to be seen worldwide.
And now how does that get interpreted by people in the internet world as far as, I'll put myself as an example. When you first started working with me with my company Artistic Journey, you did a bunch of fancy footwork on the backside, none of which I have a clue about. And on the front side, I'm going, oh, I'm looking for action on the front side, but I'm not seeing anything. So how does the things you do translate into value for somebody's website or somebody's product line or somebody's idea? How through the internet does that translate into a value other than adding new followers?
Right. So this is what I'm gonna touch on that subject with an example, and then I will go into that example. So let's take one of your favorite artists. Let's take a Lady Gaga, for example, right? Well, you see Lady Gaga on the TV, you see her on the big screens, on the tours, and making all this money, doing all this music with all your favorite artists. Well, one would have to believe that if you were not from LA or not from this country, or you're from a different state or whatever, what have you, one would think, wow, Lady Gaga must be so talented, which she is, of course. But there's people behind the scenes that nobody knows, that nobody sees, that allows Lady Gaga to be, of course, Lady Gaga. And Lady Gaga has a team. So back in the things, what people think that they, when you're looking at a platform in the front from bird's eye view, all you're looking for is likes, you know, how many comments there are, but there's way more of a technical feel to it, if you will. And I'll go into that by, you know, if you have a website and it's out on the internet, people don't understand that USA websites only consist of USA. To be submitted to say you have a link or a movie line or what have you that you want to sell to Europe, well, to be promoted in Europe, you have to submit your link to the Europe URL bases out there, because Europe Internet and China Internet and all that have their different kind of fan bases and stuff like that.
Okay.
So if you were to be from China and you were to come down to the United States and have a following in China of 100,000 and you made a USA profile here, you would not have 100,000 followers.
Ah, right.
You're not in China, you're in the United States. So how do we get your products or whoever's products across the globe to so for everybody to see? Because if you have a product, you want everybody to buy, not just people from the United States. So what you would do is you would have to directory submit and do some finagling to get those indexes put into the SEO internet base over there in China, whatever have you like that. And when you do that, it brings back-end traffic to Alexa. You don't want to look at the forefront of your Facebook. You want to look at the Alexa rankings, and you want to look at how much number and the consistency come into your traffic base, because basically advertisers, people who want to buy things, they want to buy things from people and from sites who are jumping off, who keep on having good sales, who always have new content and new blogs and new press releases, stuff that actually keeps a customer engaged in your stuff so that they don't have to leave.
And so we're not just talking product. We can talk about the same scenario as far as an event goes, or if you're say an actress and you're trying to market yourself. It doesn't matter what the quote-unquote product is, right? The product can be people as opposed to things.
Right. And the main goal for anybody who has a product or a CD or anything, the main goal is to have everybody see it and then have investors invest in their products so that they can use the investment money that was given to them on their products, and they can keep their money. And so the best way to spend money or to make money is really to use other people's money in a way that you that you're allowed to. You know, and so with an investor, if you can show an investor, you know, ROI investment opportunities, which an investor always tells you. Investor, you don't ever go to an investor and investors say, well, I'll give you $100,000, but I want this $100,000 back in 3 days.
Yeah.
And sign a paper on it. That's not how it works. They want,
right.
They want you to show them ROI investment opportunities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which means if you can show them that you can put their product in music or whatever on 60 different platforms, each one of those can generate traffic, which can generate a lead, which can generate a buy, and that buy came from the, you know, from the press release marketing that was put out there, which now the money that was spent on investing now is being brought back within a matter of, it could be days or months, depending
so then,
on how strong your marketing campaign is.
So if you had an event coming on, and you planned 6 or 8 months ahead of time, and you started working on marketing your event in such a way, you could take that information that you've gathered from the backside and go to people that you're looking to be sponsors for your event and say, wow, look who's talking about us. You guys might want to market and advertise with us and put some money behind our event because look what we've done. Look who's here with us kind of thing.
Internet team and then the street team. The internet team creates the non-tangible market,
mm-hmm.
while the street team creates the tangible market. Which street team? So, if you have a product or if you're on a magazine, you want to be able to have that magazine, roll it up, or how would it hit somebody with it, or frame it, or
the
whatever.
Dog.
You want that tangible evidence. But if you don't have that tangible evidence, and you have non-tangible evidence on the internet, well, it could look good, but the people who are doing the campaigns on the internet marketing side would need to have a street team so that you'd be able to have that tangible evidence. And tangible could be flyers, could be magazines, it could be anything that would drive people to your concert. Now get this, for somebody who has a following of 10,000 followers on Twitter, which is damn good, 20,000 is good too. Anything over 5,000, 6,000 is great. If you can have 10,000 on your Twitter follower and bring in 300 people to your show, guess what? Both your Twitter and your show match. Just because if you have 5,000 Twitter followers, doesn't mean you have to have 5,000 people show up at your event. You just
mm-hmm.
have to sell out that event, whether it be 300 seats, 200 seats, 1,000 seats.
Right.
So that now your Twitter is now matching your tangible street team going out promoting and doing all the music. So now they're both coinciding with each other, which now, what's that make it look very well. And what you're creating really is an illusion. Now, I don't mean illusion as of, well, this is, not real or whatever. There's a difference between illusion and illusion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Big difference.
Is having you being able to show somebody that you can put anybody around the internet wherever you want them, and you can, create the mass feel that people can see, and you can put your product out there for everybody to see. But a delusion is somebody who does not have what they did or cannot do, and makes people think otherwise. What I'm saying?
Okay.
I can put your product on Entertainment Weekly, right? And you see that on Entertainment Weekly. People want to know how it got there.
Right.
Well, you can say it's an illusion, right? Because it's on Entertainment Weekly. No one knows how it got there, but it's on there. So it can't be an illusion, but in people's eyes, it is an illusion because how did it get there?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows, right?
Right, right.
So, but a delusion is somebody who doesn't have that. Just promoting something that just doesn't have, it's just not, it doesn't have what it takes. So
okay.
we keep on the internet side, marketing side, we keep a strong team behind us so that we can create this whole mass, appeal, which create numbers, which create fan base, which create rapid responses and SEO assessments, which allows a customer or a client to be able to use forever, and it will increase their chances of being successful by being able to prove and to show people that you as an individual, independent person or independent artist can take care of the most expensive part of a campaign, which isn't social media marketing. If you can take care of the social media aspect or a campaign within the company independently, mm-hmm. you're going to be able to save so much money. You're going to be able to save so much money because you're able to know exactly where your social media is going.
It's going and what it's doing for you. Yeah.
So let me ask you, Mike, if someone wanted to have an event and they said, okay, I want to have an event and it's going to be a fundraiser for a charity that I'm
right.
involved with, how much time do they need to allow to give you to see a successful turnout? If they need, let's say, 100 people there or whatever their number is, 1,000 people, how much time do you recommend saying, hey, I at least need a month or I need 3 months in advance?
To make a good campaign.
To make the campaign work and actually physically see people show up. Because let's face it, there's an awareness, which is one thing, and then there's actually physical people buying tickets and showing up to the event.
Right. So there are two different ways you can do that. One is for a charity event, what I would do is, to make it more, I would need, usually people do a 3-6 or a 12-month campaign for a product. For an event, though, I would say about a good month to be able to, or it could be 2 months, depending on how you want to go about it. If you want to just to promote the, just bring awareness. If you bring awareness, Tony, we have a lot to say. Once the awareness comes in, people usually, if they're aware and they're looking, and they're engaging, then they're going to buy. So awareness is good. But to bring people to create awareness globally, even though if people could not attend to that event, they could still get proceeds or whatever have you. What I would do is I would submit links to charity-type SEO search engines. Yes, they do have that. What that allows is that allows the people who are looking to give money and to donate for the cause that you already are doing, there's no, it's a match made in heaven because I'm putting there and they're trying to find. So if I could put you there where people are already trying to ravish and try to find where to get their money on a promotion or an event like you guys are talking about, they're going to create only global donations from everybody around the world, but also here in the United States, if you're able to say, okay, I got China, Europe, and France on my charity donation list, and they're all looking, they're all buzzing about what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
then you have Europe, France, and all these people talking about you, then USA is going to talk about you too.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean?
Just naturally. It'll
and
be
so,
the trickle-down effect.
Yeah, so with a Kickstarter or any kind of charity event, charity you want to be globally, you want to have, and to do that, you have to be able to know where to index, where to submit, where to look.
And this is some of your specialties. And these are your specialties, Mike, and this is what makes you so effective at what you do and so sought after. Let's talk about something a little bit different. I have a question for you, but then I also want to get into average cost to do something like this. But what I want to ask you, because I've had this question proposed to me quite a few times, I'll have clients in my company, Artistic Journey, they'll say, we want to promote our stuff, and we want to promote it on Facebook, because primarily that's what they're doing. They're not doing tweeting, and they're not blogging or anything like that. But then they'll say to me, can you buy me some likes? And I say to them, you don't want to buy likes, because of the relationship between having clients and people working with you and liking your product and a slapping a number and rolling, a number into your page. Can you explain the difference between buying likes and getting real likes and why it's not great
right.
to just buy them?
Well, unfortunately, everybody in the industry does what you just said, okay? Now, likes, if I put, what you want to look for, now, like I said, I cannot condemn, because like I said, everybody does it, everybody.
Yeah.
More so, it's more about for a like, what you want to do, if you build a like on a fan page, you want the conversion. But the conversion is what you're looking for. Right?
Okay.
Now, conversion, you can have likes. People think that likes are the best thing in the world. Well, I got somebody liking me. Well, if you have somebody liking you, don't you want them to talk about you?
Right.
You know? So what you really want to look for is not the likes. You want to look for how many people are talking about you, which if your likes go down and they convert, say you have a 7,000 like ratio on your Facebook.
Okay.
And all of a sudden you go in and you see 3.5 like 3,000 likes and you just had 7,000. Well, normal people would be like, what the hell is going on? I just dropped, right? Well, really, on a mobile device, because people use Facebook more on mobile than on the internet,
right.
What they don't know is that on mobile, you cannot see your how many people are following you or how many people are talking about you through your mobile app. You have to use the internet, Facebook, so that you can see that. Me pointing that out is phenomenal to me because you would think that a lot of people would want to be talked about. People want to be liked, that's all. And
yeah.
That's wrong with, I think, Hollywood and a lot of people within Hollywood because a lot of people just want to be viewed.
They just want that number to be up, but they're not looking at that number in the right mind.
Well, you know, and the thing is that if you, when you go to anybody who you show your numbers to, a lot of people think, well, you know, some companies do look. Some companies look to see what it is and how you got them. But most companies, if they see a high number on your profile, they want to know how you got it.
Right. Did you buy it? Or do these people actually like you? Is this just a fictitious number, or are there actually bodies behind these numbers?
Right, right. Well, the thing with for instance, you know, SoundCloud, we'll just use SoundCloud. I had an instance with SoundCloud, and you would think that a SoundCloud is a social media platform that allows tons of people, unique visitors a day, to use this site. Well, recently, we had a marketing campaign with an artist, and SoundCloud went to investigate. Well, the investigation came back clean, the leak got released, and all the hits came from USA unique people, right? Well, it's funny to me how social media platforms will shut down due to too much traffic. And you would think that, well, these social media platforms are all social media-based, but they're not. Social media platforms are only told by word of mouth. Nobody knows what SoundCloud was unless I was like, hey, Janie, go check out SoundCloud, right?
Right.
And if you go check out SoundCloud, but it shouldn't be like that. It should be, you should have to tell somebody to go check my CD out. I should be able to go on the internet and see your CD already. And that's what I do. I take the word of mouth out of the equation because I don't want that word of mouth. Word of mouth marketing is great. You know, you got Transamerica, who is a $600 billion company, who never used marketing and uses word of mouth.
Right.
But on that aspect, they can only go so far.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
There's way more money to be made, new money, new long money, that are looking for new innovative technologies because now these CEOs are 28, are 24, 26. They don't know anything about this, you know, word-of-mouth marketing. And pretty soon that word-of-mouth marketing word is going to be gone. You're not going to need that no more because it's going to be irrelevant.
You're going to have replaced it with all this stuff.
So, Mike, let me ask you this question.
Sure.
How much money are we talking as far as an investment to do these different types of things? Are there different levels saying, I want this many likes and this is what I would cost? Or
well, to
I
do a campaign, you're saying.
To do different types of campaigns. I wasn't sure if it's like, hey, I'm going to hit you on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook for this amount. I mean, how do you break it down so the average individual
can get started?
Get started and understands what you do as far as the cost.
Well, I like to do campaigns. You know, there is no if I know somebody is a Twitter user, okay, and this person only used Twitter 5 times every 2 weeks, right? Well, if I do a campaign on Twitter on this unique person, that person has to be able to work with me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think that if you have a marketing team, that marketing team does everything for you, and that is not true.
No, you have to participate.
The price ranges all differ from campaigns. How hard do you want to be pushed? Do you want to be pushed? Do you want to have radio play? Do you want to be featured in real magazines, XXL, stuff like that? Do you want to be sponsored by clothes? So I would say a good marketing campaign for 3 months could run about, let's say, $2,200. And that's 3 months.
Which is really inexpensive when you break it down.
Unreal.
As to what you're going to get. Yeah, yeah. Because if you marketed...
And also, I'll tell you this too. A lot of people don't know that it's been mandated that social media companies may not be able to use passwords to get into any other's profile to create a fan base or following.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, even though it still goes on to this day, people or companies who are not taking the precautions, because like I said again, it is illegal, people who don't use precautions and hide their IP addresses in a way so that they can mask the information that's being sent and being derived through all these platforms, they can hurt you. Because if I'm a social media marketer and I have a team and I have six IPs on and I'm doing all the promotions for these artists and stuff, what happens is if they catch me being the one who's promoting their stuff, they're going to cancel and they're going to take down every page that's hooked up to my IP address.
Right.
Because that artist is supposed to be marketing his own stuff.
Right. They're not participating in the marketing. Yeah.
Right.
It's not like they can just like sit back and not do anything and expect you to handle it all. They have to be a partner in something like this and agree to work with you, not just pay you, you do it, and we're moving on. You know, we're moving through life while you take care of us, Mike. It's not that kind of a situation. It's the best bang for your buck. You have to partner with somebody like you, Mike, and make an effort to help grow the marketing that you're looking for.
Well, it's about investing in yourself. There's no point. This is the thing that I don't get. Is that here in Hollywood, people will spend thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars for verses and for features on their videos, but the video only goes to YouTube.
Yeah.
So you spent $6,000, $7,000 to put your video on YouTube?
Right.
No. You want your video to be on BET, you want your video to be not just on YouTube creating just hits. And like I said, YouTube is so, everybody and their mom is doing rap and doing hip hop and music now, and everybody can just put likes and this stuff and on their YouTube. People don't know that if you're going to take that route, there's more things that you have to do. You can get away with that all day long if you do it the right way, which I don't even try to even talk about because I don't do it that way at all. But the thing is that you want people to see you. You want people to watch you. You don't want people to view you. You know what I'm saying? And so to be watched, you have to have those necessary steps. Like, for instance, if you're trying to break a record, you can build your Facebook to 60,000 likes, your Twitter to a billion followers. But if you do not use an email blast technology that allows DJs to see your music and feedback through email blast campaigns, your music will not be heard.
Wow.
Why? Because you're taking the necessary steps to break that record. Wiz Khalifa got to be Wiz Khalifa because she had 6 months campaigns. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
He had 6 month campaigns. Yep. And he would release a song, and when the song was buzzing, then he would release a video. When the song would die down, and then boom, there goes another song. But so you have a single that he's done that's being promoted for damn near 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
One song, because the song that was on audio died down, but then he releases a video. It's the same song, now it's a video, now it's buzzing again for a whole another 3 months. You know what I mean?
Right. And I want to say, Mike, that your expertise is all over the board, as in, you talk a lot about the music industry, and you know that we are heavily involved in that with Tony and St. Tone. And I want to say two things. First, that we absolutely vouch for you because we've worked with you for the past year in both St. Tone and my company, Artistic Journey, and now getting ready to do a campaign to let more people know about Humanitarian Radio. And we've seen significant results very quickly. And by quickly, I say, you know, we've talked about a month and 2 month and 3 month campaigns, and that's definitely showing us that that's the minimum you want to do. And it depends how hard and how fast you want to push. But man, if you're looking to make something really significantly happen in your company, in your product line, in whatever it is you're trying to push, whether it's music, whether it's a product, whether it's yourself, whether it's an event, set up a campaign, go into it with the thought of, if I put 3 to 6 months into this, I'm going to be at this level, instead of thinking of it on, oh, I'm going to just try for 2 weeks and see what happens. Don't even bother going there. Set your mind at where you want to be, and then jump in with both feet and say, you know, let's do this.
The good thing about I'm a people person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of people that I've ran into that, you know, I could say, you know, put me behind in some areas, but, you know, Hollywood is Hollywood.
Right.
But the thing I would say is that if you're going to spend money and spend millions on creating a business that's taken years to create, then you might as well take a step and take that step into the marketing. What
right.
I want to do is, after the 3-month or 6-month campaign or 12-month campaign, did they want to use me anymore or use the company anymore? The day that they do not want any campaign, guess what? All their followers, they stay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If they interact and they're able to tweet and they're active and they're going to be able to keep their numbers
yep.
and keep their SEO substance for life. So
right.
it's a win-win situation. You know what I mean? So that's why I want to do, I like to do 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, because the 1 month, it doesn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it
because
does not
the,
do
one month doesn't
one
give...
1 month, you might as well just get a service. And
one,
the service doesn't can't come with maintaining and stuff, so...
1 month doesn't give people enough time to get invested mentally into other people.
And also, I think what you said is great, that once people get involved with working with you, they actually get to keep everything that you've built
yes.
up for them. It's not like once you let go of your campaign, then they lose everything, which I'm sure happens with other people. If they don't do it correctly, like you said, their page will be taken down
right.
because they violated certain rules.
And I can touch on that. You know, like, for instance, people don't understand the non-active and active scenario, and there's only 3 types of followers, period.
Yeah.
Period. Active, non-active, and bots. Bots,
yeah.
they fall off with it not even within a day or 2, or that's about it. Non-active or inactive, that's where it gets funny, because they're both real Twitter followers. If you are not active on your Twitter, but you tweet once a day, guess what? Twitter thinks that you're not active. So if you have a non-active account, but even though you're active, you have a non-active account, well, guess what? You have to be able to know what kind of following to get yourself so that you do drop. Because if you're not active, because let's get real, half the artists that have verified pages, they're non-active.
Mm-hmm.
They're not active followers. Well, how do they keep their following? Well, that's the secret of all trades, right? But the thing is that I know what it is. I know what to...
You know the secret.
It's a huge, huge game. If you play the game like you're supposed to, you're going to win. Not saying that you're not going to get beat a couple of times and you're not going to get, you know, have to restart levels and power up and all that, but if you play the game like you're supposed to, you will prevail.
Okay. Awesome, Mike. Well, we've got about 1 minute left to the show, and I definitely want you to take the time to tell people where to find you, how to find you. We're definitely going to put you on Humanitarian Radio and a link to you there so that people can grab you there. But go ahead and give us your scoop at the moment.
Yeah. My Twitter is NP_Mike. You can Google Raw Feed Entertainment, MTV. Check out the social media page I did on that. And also, be on the lookout for a new artist named AC, Absolutely Cash, going on tour with Sean Kingston, Soulja Boy, Richie Rico, and some other acts. Going to, I believe it's Africa, here in a couple months, as well as be on the lookout for the new company, Raw Feed Radio and Magnetic Music and Media. We are providing new ways of innovative social media that bring numbers very, very rapidly.
Excellent, Mike. We're so delighted to have you. We hope you come back often. You know that we are going to always work with you because you've done such awesome stuff for both Tony's company, my company, and a bunch of my clients. So Mike Precise from Raw Feed Radio, if you're looking to do an event, if you're looking to market a product, if you're looking to do anything that needs some marketing, this is your guy.
Excellent, Mike. Thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
You too, honey.
Well, that was Mike Precise from Raw Feed. He is a social media expert, and he's always bringing awareness and bringing attention to people. So I'm going to play this next song. It's a song I wrote a while back called Famous. And this goes out to Mike Precise and everyone that he's helping out there on the internet.
Right time, wrong place, no new connection. Wiped out, no sleep, live frustration. Never want to say you were great, you finally make it.
Song Famous by Saint Tone. You can check that out at www.sainttone.com. Until next week, be good, be great. We'll see you around. Thank you.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.